KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have a clear sky. It's 4 degrees above zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy this morning. The temperature is rising back up to around 14 by this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, a Democratic lawmaker has filed a lawsuit alleging Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and a top aide broke the law when they transferred $13 million from a reserve fund to balance the budget. The lawsuit was filed Tuesday against Reynolds and the Department of Management Director David Roederer by Representative Chris Hall, the ranking member on the House Appropriations Committee. It asks a judge to declare that Reynolds' proclamation ordering the fund transfer in September was illegal and to void all actions taken as a result. At issue is a $13 million transfer from the State Economic Emergency Fund, which was created to cushion the blow of fiscal downturns on core services. The lawsuit claims that the legal conditions weren't met to trigger the governor's transfer authority, an argument that Reynolds has dismissed. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday approved the appointment of Michael D. Hooper of Atlantic as the full-time county attorney.
On August 15, 2017, the board adopted a resolution to change the status from part-time to full-time, effective January 1st, 2019, and set compensation at $100,000. In accordance with Iowa Code 331-752, the resolution changing the status of county attorney to full-time may take effect at any time upon agreement of the board and the effective county attorney. Michael D. Hooper, you do agree to making the change effective immediately.
I do.
That's Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, who swore in Hooper, who succeeds David Wiederstein, who last August announced that he would no longer serve as part-time attorney effective January 1st of this year. Wiederstein had earlier objected to the board's move on August 15th of 2017 to make his position full-time and resigned to concentrate more on his private practice. Hooper's appointment went into effect immediately to fill a vacancy term until this year's general election. Citizens have 14 days to call for a special election if they so desire. The board also approved Sheriff Darby McLaren's hiring and appointment of Atlantic Police Officer Tim Olson to the Cass County Sheriff's Department. Olson was sworn in during the Board of Supervisors meeting as well yesterday.
I, Tim Olson, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Iowa, and that I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my ability, discharge all the duties of the Office of Deputy Sheriff in Cass County, Iowa, as now or hereafter required by law.
Olson has served on the Atlantic Police Force for 3.5 years. His position begins January 8th, but he'll officially be on the county payroll on January 17th. In other administrative matters, the Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to reappoint Gaylord Schelling as board chair and Frank Waters as vice chair. The supervisors appointed administrative assistants to the Cass County Attorney, including Bev Groves, Eva Jensen, and Chris Schuler. They also voted at the suggestion of Steve Green to set mileage reimbursement for county employees using their personal vehicle to attend meetings and so on at 40 cents per mile, which is down from last year's 56.5 cents per mile. Supervisor Frank Waters was the lone no vote. The supervisors also approved the appointment of Alan Peterson as the county weed commissioner, subject to his pesticide application certification. Former weed commissioner Larry Randall mentioned earlier that he did not wish to continue in that capacity. And the Board of Supervisors meetings will continue to be held on Wednesdays beginning at 8:30 a.m. per the board's vote, effective next Wednesday, of course. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County report an Atlantic woman was arrested Friday on a charge of simple assault. 34-year-old Randy Irene Schaefer was taken into custody as the result of an incident that occurred on the 200 block of North Main Street in Kimbolton. Schaefer was subsequently released and is scheduled to appear before the magistrate on January 4th. Deputies also arrested 23-year-old Dylan Michael Jager of Elkhorn. He was arrested Sunday for child endangerment and failure to use a child restraint device. The charges stem from an incident in the 200 block of West Espec in Kimbolton. Jager later posted bond and was released. He's scheduled to appear before the magistrate on January 4th. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies were called to a domestic disturbance in Walnut last Friday night and arrested 31-year-old Philip Michael Houston of Walnut. Houston was charged with domestic abuse assault, second offense. The arrest was associated with an alleged incident involving Houston's ex-wife, who, according to the report, suffered a minor injury during the altercation. Michael Houston was being held without bond in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities in Pottawatomie County said also that a Carter Lake police officer was taken to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs as a precautionary measure Monday morning after he responded to an incident at a Carter Lake motel and later became lightheaded. Carter Lake Police Chief Sean Kennedy told KETV in Omaha that the incident happened after employees at a Super 8 motel saw bags of drugs left in the room and called police at around 11 a.m. Monday. Officer Brock Gentile was on the scene along with Pott County Sheriff's deputies, the Iowa State Patrol, Omaha Police, and Omaha firefighters. Gentile brought the drugs back to police headquarters to be booked into evidence and test the narcotics. Kennedy said that's when Gentile got lightheaded. Afterward, Carter Lake Police requested additional help to make sure the drug wasn't the powerful fentanyl or something more dangerous. The drug tested to be positive for methamphetamine. The bags contained 1.5 pounds of meth. Officer Gentile was held overnight in the hospital and was expected to have been back to work sometime on Tuesday. The investigation is currently in the hands of the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force. Investigators are working to track down where the drugs came from based on the log of motel guests. And the Union County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests. Saturday morning, 27-year-old Chantel Marie Jones of Lorimore was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for simple assault. Jones was later released from jail on $300 bond. And 23-year-old Patrick Iams of Creston was arrested Friday night on a Union County warrant for probation violation. Iams was picked up from the Montgomery County Jail and transported to the Union County Jail, where he was being held on $5,000 bond. The news was brought to you this hour by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.